Now, the first one, it says here, who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal with God. Now that is, I must confess, a rather stilted translation. And I think I can put that in some good old Americana. What he actually saying here is just simply this, is that when he was there at the right hand of God the Father, and he was God, he didn't come down reluctantly. He wasn't afraid he'd lose that position. He hadn't gone to school to become God. He wasn't advanced from another position. He was God. And there's no danger of him losing that position. When he left heaven's glory, he did it with delight. There was nothing that caused him to hold back at all. He came with great joy to this earth. You and I today can't even conceive of what a big step it was from heaven's glory all the way down to this earth. Absolutely, it's beyond human comprehension to understand what our Lord really did for us. A friend of mine, we were standing the other day at the Pali, as you cross over from Honolulu proper to the windward side of the island, you go across what they call the Pali. Well, it is really pretty high cliffs. I don't know how high they are. Several hundred feet. Just a sheer drop-off. A friend of mine was saying, because we were standing there looking, there was a golf club down below, and he said, my, I'd like to go down there and play golf. And another friend standing there, he said, you know, he said, it's not far down there from here, but that first step is a long one. Well, that first step would be a long one, several hundred feet down, and I don't think you'd be able to play much golf. But our Lord came out of heaven's glory all the way down, as we shall see, in these seven steps downward. Now, what it really means here, that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God, it wasn't something that he was hanging on to. There was no danger of him losing his place and position in the Godhead because of any lack on his part or the ability and ambition of a contender. He was God without any effort at all. And he didn't come down reluctantly like this. Oh, I hate to leave heaven. Oh, I don't want to go down on that trip. Oh, that's something I don't want to do. It's not something, see, he held on to. He came down joyfully. And there was no danger of him losing his position or him not being God. He didn't say, and I want to be very careful now, I'm not being irreverent when I say this. He didn't whisper into the ear of God the Father and say, now look, will you be sure and keep my place here right by the side of you and keep a sharp eye out for Gabriel. I think he's after my place. And while I'm gone for 33 years, he might be able to get my place. And therefore, I'm reluctant to go. My friend, he didn't come down like that. There was no danger of him losing anything. He joyfully, it was for the joy that was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame. He came all the way down, and he wasn't holding on to it. It wasn't something forced upon him. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. And it was a gift. And a gift is not something that's forced. If it is, it's not a gift. And he came willingly. If he hadn't come willingly, it would not have been a sacrifice. You see it all. And therefore, he came joyfully to this earth.